Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Today's shiur will be Ezes Hashem beyond Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. We'll start with the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Heim Ubeiz, where the Gemara is talking about the Sugya of the Mishmaris. That even though we know the halacha is that a Kayin was not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avaida whenever he wanted. However, by the Shalish Regalim, all the Kehanim came up to the Beis HaMikdash and did the Avaida by the Karbanis HaChag. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? It says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, V'chi Yavai HaLevi Me'achat She'arecha V'kol Yisrael, when a Levi will come, Me'achat She'arecha V'kol Yisrael Ashehu Garsham, Uva B'chol Avas Nafshoi El HaMakim Ashayivcha Hashem. The Gemara darshins that we see from this pasuk uva b'chol avas nafshay that any kohen is allowed to come, and the Gemara says this is going by the shalosh regalim because it says me'achat she'arecha lo yamarti al b'shah shekol Yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. The Aruch Liner and Rav Eliyashiv ask, how can we learn out from this pasuk the din that all the mishmaris are allowed to come by the regalim? We know the Gemara in Erechin says that we learn out from this pasuk, v'sheireis b'shem Hashem alikav, that's written in this parsha, we learn out the din of Shira by the Levi'im. So you see that these pasukim are going on Levi'im. How could the Gemara learn that it's going a teaching a din of Kehanim? Like Rashi says, v'chiyave a-Levi, that our Gemara learns that Levi, that a Kohen is also called a Levi. That's the first question. The second question is, the Gemara in Bava Kama learns from this pasuk, uva b'chol avas nafshay, that a Kayin is allowed to come any time of the year and bring his own Nidarm and Nidavais. And it doesn't have to be only during the time of his Mishmar. So again, you see that the Psukim, even though this Drasha is going on Kayhanim, but you see that the Psukim are not talking about the Shalosh Regalim. Rather, it's talking about how a Kayin is allowed to come and do the Avaida with his own Karbanis whenever he wants. One can be Ma'ayin in the Aruch Liner to see how he resolves these questions and says we can learn out all these dinim from the same sukkim. Rav Eliyashiv in Aris, he says that from these mikayach, these kashas, that all of these dinim are really halachal Moshe Mesinai and asmechinu rabban and akroi. I would like to take a few minutes and discuss where the din of the mishmaris comes from. Where does this din come from that the kahanim should be split up and they shouldn't all come at one time to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? And we find there's a great machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban in this inyan. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Vav, writes that it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to be mechalik the kohanim into separate mishmaros, v'shelo ya'avid echad bizman hasheni, and one kohen should not work at the time that the other kohanim are working. The only time that all of the Kehanim should be working together is during the Regalim. And the Rambam brings that the Mekari is from the Sifri, that learns that Dashin is the Psukim like we have in our Gemara. It says, V'chiyavi alevi me'achad she'arecha uva b'chol avas nafshay. And the Sifri says, like our Gemara, I might think that he could come b'chol avas nafshay whenever he wants. Tam lemer be'achad she'arecha. Only bizman shekol Yisrael mechunasim b'shar echad. That's when all the Kehanim are allowed. And he brings the pasuk at the end of the Gemara on the top of Nun Vav and Aleph, Chelek Chelek Yechelu Levad Mimikarav Al Ha'avais. Levad Mimikarav Al Ha'avais, we dash in Mamachru Ha'avais Zeloze, Ani B'Shabbati Ve'ato B'Shabbatcha. So we learn out from Levad Mimikarav Al Ha'avais that Adin De'Araisa, Mitzvah Sase De'Araisa, that the Kehanim should be split up into Mishmaris, and one Kayin, it's usher for him to work in the Mishmar of another Kayin. However, the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos is Chaylik. He says the Kavana of the Sifri and our Gemara is not that there's a mitzvah saseh to split up the Kohanim. The Pasuk is just saying that if Levan Mimukarav Ala Avais, if they ended up selling the Mishmaris, it's a Davar Shlili. Means if they did it, if they sold it, still on the Regalim, everybody's allowed to come up, and the sale that the Kohanim might have made a deal amongst themselves does not hold the Kohen back from coming and doing the Avodah on the Regalim. But not that the Din Levan Mekarav Ala Avais is telling me that there's a mitzvah saseh for the Kohanim to split up the Avodah into Mishmaris. The Ramban continues. He says, I have a raya that the din of Mishmaris is not a din deraisa from the Pasuk. Because these psukim that the Gemara darshin are going on Kehanim. Like it says in the Pasuk, Chelek, Chelek, Yechelu, that they should split portions of the Achila. And the Levim don't have any inyan of Achila. So the psukim are going by Kehanim, and yet we find that there's a din of Mishmaris by Levim as well. The Levim were also split up into 24 Mishmaris. So says the Ramban, if the whole Mikar from Mishmaris is from these psukim, then there would be no din of Mishmaris for Levim. The Ramban continues, he brings a chazal that already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu were already misudr the din of Mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was misader that later on there should be Mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu split it into 8 Mishmaris. David and Shmuel split it into 24 Mishmaris. So the Ramban is masbir that the din of Mishmaris is halacha l'moshe Sinai. Not like the Rambam that it's a mitzvah say in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai, a Kabbalah they had from Moshe that they should make Mishmaris for the Kehanim and for the Levim as well. Even though it says the Ramban in the Mishkan there were no Mishmaris because he says maybe because there were so few Kehanim and Levim, so therefore they didn't have to split it up. However, further in the further generations, there was a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that they should make Mishmaris. The Ramban says a reason, because if the Kehanim would just have the whole year to come, they would end up being Miyayish, they wouldn't end up coming. So there was a Kabbalah Halacha and Mishmaris that they should have special times to come, and this way the Kehanim would come to do the Avodah. But not like the Rambam that it's a mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. And the Ramban ends off that there are two inyanim in this halacha l'moshe Sinai. The first inyan, says the Ramban, is that the Kehanim and the Levim should be split up into specialized avodos. Just like we find when the Levim carried the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, Ish ish, el avodosai ve'el masai. So just like we find that by the Levim, by carrying the Mishkan, so too, says the Ramban, that's included in this halacha l'moshe Sinai, is that the Kehanim as well and the Levim should have special avodos. And a Kohen that's doing this Avodah is not allowed to switch and do another Avodah. And so too by the Levim, they have to stick to their own Avodahs, just like we know the Gemara says, Mishayir Sheshir B'Misa. And also, says the Ramban, that they should have special places to do the Avodah, just like we find the Mishnah in Midah, says that the Kehanim were Shemir in 3 places, and the Levim were Shemir the Mikdash in 21 places. That's the first inyan in this Nichla and this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that the Kehanim and the Levim should be split up into specialized Avodah, and one Kohen and Levi cannot switch to another Avodah. The second inyan that's Nichla and this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, says the Ramban, is like he says before, that the Levim and the Kehanim have to be split up into Mishmaris, and each Mishmar should have its own Shabbos. And so we see, to summarize, we have the Shita of the Rambam is that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah in the Pasuk to split up the Kehanim into Mishmaris, and Davka Kehanim doesn't say in the Pesukim Levim. The Shita of the Ramban is that it's not a Pasuk that's Mefurish in the Torah, it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai includes two Inyanim. Number one, that they should make Mishmaris, that they should have special times to do the Avodah, and not just by Kehanim, also Levim. And the second Inyan, that the Kehanim and Levim should be split up into specialized Avodahs, and it's also for a Kohen and a Levi to switch from Avodah to Avodah. That's the Machlekes of the Rambam and the Ramban, what the Mekar of the Mishmaris is. There's a beautiful Brisker Rav in Parashas Bamidbar that explains another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, alpi this Machlekes, what's the Mekar for the Indian of Mishmaris. The Brisker Rav notes that we find many psukim in the Torah that talk about the inyan of minoy by Levim, that the Levim are appointed. The pasuk says, "Aharon uvanav yavayu shama v'samu aysam ish ish al avaydasai v'al masai." They should put the Levim each one to their special avayda. Another pasuk says, "Al pi Aharon uvanav tia kol avaydas b'nei agershuni ufikat dem aleihem b'mishmeres is kol masam." Again, we find the inyan of minoy, that by the Levim, they were appointed by superiors, by the Kehanim, what avodah they were supposed to do. But the Brisker Rav points out, by the Kehanim, we don't find any psukim of minoy, that the Kehanim should be appointed to do certain jobs. Rather, the Kehanim were all given brishus atzmam, that they should all make sure that the avodah is Beis Hamikdash should be done, and they could all do any avodah that they want. And he says we find this din mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Klei Hamikdash. The Rambam writes that the Rashi ha'avos of the Levim, they were mechalik the Levim ish al avodasai, that they were appointees in charge of the Levim, that they would appoint them on different avodas. And the Kesef Mishnah over there asks a very strong question. He says, Tamua, why didn't they do the same thing by the Kehanim? Why by the Kehanim did they have to make this whole Indian of a pious, of a Goyrol? Why didn't they have somebody in charge of them and appointing them to do specific Avodah, just like we find by the Levim? Says the Griz, it's beautiful. This is like, it's like the Yisoid we said before. And he brings it from another Pasuk. The Pasuk in Bamidbar says, V'nasatayas halvim le'aharein ulvanov, Nisunim heim aloi me'es b'nei Yisrael. You should give the Levim over to Aharon and his children, and they should be in charge of them. They should appoint them to the different avodos. And the next pasuk says, V'yas Aharon v'yas banav tifkaid v'shamu as kuhunasam. You should command Aharon and Uvanov, and they should watch over the kuhuna. Meaning, you tell Aharon and Uvanov, you, Kohanim, make sure that the avodah gets done. We're not putting anybody in charge of you to appoint you to certain avodahs. All of you, Kohanim, are in charge of all of the avodahs, and you all have a zechus to do any avodah that you want. And therefore, it's maturitz hetiv, the kasha of the Brisker Rav, that the Kohanim, they split the avodah through a pious, because each Kohen had a right, really, to do every single avodah, and nobody was appointing them to do a specific avodah. Only we didn't know which Kayan to do which Avodah, so we made a pious, a Gairal, to decide who was Zaycha to do the Avodah. But the Levim, however, they had a Din Minoy, and it's beautiful, according to this Pasuk, this answered the question of the Kesef Mishnah. However, the Brisker Rav asks on himself, that he says, I found afterwards that the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's Mitzvah Lamed Vav, that we mentioned, says Beferush, that even by Kayhanim there's a Din of Minoy, and a Kayan that switches from one Avodah that he was appointed to a different avodah is also over an iser beferish, not like what the Brisker Rav said b'das harambam. Answers the Brisker Rav that this machlokes, if there's a din minoy by kaihanim as well, is totally the machlokes that we explained. The Rambam and the Ramban are lishitasam. The Ramban holds that the whole inyan of mishmarais by kaihanim is halacha l'meishi misinai, and nichlal in that halacha l'meishi misinai is a din of minoy on the kaihanim as well. And it's us, therefore us to switch from Avodah to Avodah. However, the Rambam is Lishitasai, that the whole din of Mishmaris by Kahanim is learned out of a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah. And Ein Lecha Elamasha Kasaba Torah. The Torah says that there's a din of Mishmaris. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that by Kahanim there's a din of Minoy, that the Kahanim are appointed to specific Avodahs. Only by Levim. And therefore, by Levim there's a special din of Minoy. By Kahanim there's a special din of Mishmaris. Says the Brisker Rav, even though we do find by Levim also we're split up into Mishmaris, but the Rambam's Shita is that the whole point of the Mishmaris was only in order to facilitate this other din of Minoy. We split them up into Mishmaris in order that we could appoint each Levi on a specific Avodah to be Mekayim the din of Minoy that was by Levim and not by Kehanim. And by Kehanim, according to the Rambam, there was a din of Mishmaris and not a din of Minoy, and therefore everything is Miyushiv Hetiv. The previous Mishnayis, we've mentioned how by the Karbanis Tzibur, they used to make a pious which Kayhanin would be Zaycha to do the Avodah. Every Karban Tamid, there was a pious every day in the Beis HaMikdash, which Kayhan in that Mishmar would be the one to get the Avodah Satamid. There's a great Nida in the Achreinim by a Karban Yachid. If somebody brings his own Karban, his own Nidava, For example, an oila, can he choose which kayin could be makif his karban? Or does he have to give the karban to the mishmar, and the mishmar decides who gets to bring the karban? This shaila that the Achranim talk about is dafka by a Yisrael. But a kayin, since the kayin himself has a zechus to be makif his own karban whenever he wants, like we mentioned, from the Pasuk, Uva b'chal avas nafshay. Therefore, it's Pashut that he could also appoint any other kain that he wants to be makiv his karbon, even if that other kain is not from that mishmar, because he's giving over his zechus to be makiv his own karbon. And this is a mafurisha gemara, bava kama, daf kof yud, and the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. However, by Yisrael, there's a tremendous discussion in the Achronim if the Yisrael can choose which Kayin he wants to be makriv his karbon. This Shaila is only if he can choose which Kayin in the specific Mishmar that is being Oyved. But it is certain that he can choose to give it to a Kayin that is not being Oyved in that Mishmar. This is a Taisus Mifureshes in Yuma on the Yud Tesom Abeis, that a person cannot give his karban to a kayin that's out of the mishmar that's doing the avoda, and so too the Shagas Aryeh in Yuma brings many rayas that a Yisrael can't give his karban to a kayin that's outside of that mishmar. However, the Shagas Aryeh doesn't specify if in the mishmar that is being oived that week, if the Yisrael can choose which specific kayin he wants to bring his karban. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Timidim Perek Dal Halacha Tes is mistapik bazeh. And the Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Chav Vav, Sif Chav Aleph, also brings that there's no Raya Mifureshes to this Shaila if the Yisrael can decide which Kayin to be Makriv his Karban. However, we find many Achrayim who say that the Yisrael can decide which Kayin to be Makriv his Karban. The Chikrei Lev brings many Rayas that a person could choose which Kayin to give his Karban to. And so too does the Agais Rashash, the Taisus Chadashim and the Mahariach, at the end of the second parak in Yuma, they all hold that the Yisrael can give his karban to a specific kayin to be makrevit. And the Rashash writes that it slipped by the Mishnah Lamelech a Rashi Mifureshes in Temura Daflamaves. Rashi writes that a Yisrael is allowed to go to another Yisrael and give him money in order that the Yisrael should give his behema to his ben bitay kayin, to his grandson who's a kayin, in order that kayin should be makir of the karban and be zaycha in the basar and the ar. So he says that it's a mefurish Rashi that the Yisrael has in his rishus to decide which kayin he wants to be makir of his karban. The Chidushim Ariach and the Taisus Chadashim want to answer with this yisoid the kasha of the Taisus Yomtiv. The Taisus Yomtiv asks, we know that by a karban tzibur is decided which kain is going to be makrivit through a pious. The Karban Yachid, however, the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Yuma says, Imratza lehakriv makriv. And Rashi explains that by a Karban Yachid, one kain is allowed to be makriv the entire Karban without a pious, unlike a Karban Seber that needs a pious. And the Taisus Yomtiv on that Mishnah asks, that why aren't we worried by a Karban Yachid that they're going to come to fight? The same way that we're worried by a Karban Seber, they're going to fight over it. We should have the same chashash by a Karban Yachid. Why do we not need a pious by a Karban Yachid as well? The Chazon Ish writes that in a chanami, if there are many Kayhanim that want to bring their Karban Yachid, in a chanami, we need to make a pious between them. Rashi just means to say that by a Karban Yachid, one Kayhan is allowed to bring the whole Karban if he wants, if there's no other Kayhanim that are fighting over it. However, by a Karban Seber, Rashi says that the Chachamim were misakin a pious. But by a Karban Yachid, the Chazon Ish says that in the Chanami, if there are a few Kayhanim that want to do it, they also need a pious. However, the Ma'ariach and the Taisus Chadashim answer with this Yisoid, that there's not going to be any fights by the Karban Yachid because the Bailim are going to choose by themselves which Kayhan they want to be makir of their Karban. However, there are some want to say that this Teret doesn't suffice to answer the Taisus Yomtiv's Kasha, because the Taisus Yomtiv is asking, in a case where the Bailim didn't choose which kind should be makrivit, why aren't we worried that there's going to be fighting by a Karban Yachid as well? And to that, we need to come on to the Teretz of the Chazon Ish, that in a chanami, by a Karban Yachid, they would also make a pious to decide who's makriv the Karban. Hayaitid midvarenu, the suffix of the Mishnah Melech, if Yisrael is allowed to decide which kayin that's being oven in the mishmar, he wants to be makiv his karban. Rav Achrenim hold that it is definitely in the rishus of the Yisrael to choose which kayin he wants to be makiv his karban. The Mishnah says that on the regalim, all the mishmaris were shavin beimurei haregalim. Rashi says that all of the mishmaris took the oireis of the oileis and the Chazah v'shaik of the Shalmei Chagiga. The Rashash is medayik, how come Rashi left out the Shalmei Simcha? So the Rashash answers that by the Shalmei Simcha, not always did it go to all of the Mishmaris. It depended. If the person was being Yaitzeh, the Shalmei Simcha with a specific karban that he set aside for the Shalmei Simcha, then it was considered a carbon of the Yom Tiv, and all the Mishmaris took part in it together. However, if they were being Yetzi, the Shami Simcha, with Nedarim and Nedavais, then it belonged to the Mishmar who belonged to that week. One could be Ma'ayin in the Aruch Liner, who argues and says that the Shami Simcha always belonged only to the Mishmar whose Avodah was that week. The Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Rav Bar Chana. When one goes into the sukkah, Rav says he makes the bracha leishiv ha-sukkah, and then he makes a shachyanu, because the bracha on the chayva of the day comes first. And Rav Bar Chana says one makes the shachyanu before the leishiv ha-sukkah, because the bracha shachyanu is tadir, and tadir v'sheini tadir is more important than the chayva sayayim. The Gemara says, let's say that this machlekes is Tali in the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai says by Kiddush, you make the bracha on Kiddush before the bracha of Yayin. So you see the Chayvas Hayayim goes first, like Rav. And Beis Hillel says you make the bracha on Yayin before Kiddush, because the bracha of Yayin is Tadir, and Tadir wins over the Chayvas Hayayim. And the Gemara comes out that both Rav and Rav Barachana could hold like either Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says that the reason of Beis Hillel that the Yayin goes before Kiddush is for two reasons. Number one, the Yayin is Tadir, and the Bracha of Kiddush is Eina Tadir, Tadir Vish Eina Tadir, Tadir Kaidem. And number two, that the Yayin is the Gairim that we should say Kiddush. The Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph from Abayis, they both ask the following question. The mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah midaraisa. And the mitzvah of Kiddush al HaYayin, lefi most shitas, is a din drabanan, and therefore, even though yayin is tadir, but since the mitzvah of kiddush, the bracha of kiddush is a chiv daraisa, the chiv daraisa should certainly come before the mitzvah drabanan of being mekadesh al hayayin, even though the bracha of yayin is tadir. So why does Beis Hillel say that because the yayin is tadir, we should make the yayin first against the mitzvah daraisa? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach both answer that since one is Yaitse Midaraisa, his Chi of Kiddush in Tefillah, because the Nusach of Kiddush is not Midaraisa, the Anshe Knesset HaGdol were misaking that, but Midaraisa one is Yaitse, his Chi of Kiddush during Tefillah. So now after he comes home from Shul, both the Mitzvah of Kiddush and the Bracha of Yayin are both the Chi of Midrabanan, and therefore the Tadir of Yayin would come before the Mitzvah of Kiddush. The Tzlach is Mechadish, a new halacha according to this, that if a woman is making kiddush and she didn't yet daven, and her chiyuv of kiddush is still midaraisa, and we know that nashim are mechuyiv in kiddush midaraisa because of zachar v'shamar, so then even Beis Hillel would agree that this lady should make the bracha of kiddush, which is midaraisa, before the bracha of yayin, a chiddush lahalacha from the Tzlach. The Shagas Arye in Simuchav Beis is Chaylik on the Tzlach. He says that the Gemara is Mashma, the Beis Hillel always holds that the Bracha of Yayin comes before Kiddush, even if somebody didn't daven yet, and the Mitzvah of Kiddush is still Mitzvah Deraisa. The Beis Hillel is Mashma, that always a blanket rule that the Bracha of Yayin comes before Kiddush, even if one was not yet Yaitz in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Deraisa. And therefore the Shagas Arye learns from this Gemara Yisoyed Gadol. He says that we see from here that there's no inyan to be makdim a mitzvah deraisa before a mitzvah drabanan. There's no din kedima to put a mitzvah deraisa before a drabanan. And he says, why should this be? And he explains that the kula of a drabanan, the fact that it's only a drabanan, zehu tikuna, this is what makes it that it could come before the deraisa. And he explains that the din of kedima to be makd in one mitzvah over another is dafka if he has two mitzvahs in front of him. For example, he has to daven mincha and musaf, and he was ready to daven, so then he has a chiyav to be makd in the tadir. He has to do the mitzvah that's tadir, or in another case, he has to do the mitzvah that's more mekudesh. But certainly, says the Shagas Arye, if this person decides he wants to be Isaac in Dvar Rishos, he wants to go take care of something else, he's allowed to. There's no din that he's not allowed to do a Dvar Rishus because of the mitzvah, that he's mechuyev to be makd in the mitzvah over Dvar Rishus. And he says the svara is because there's no zilusa to the mitzvah by doing a Dvar Rishus before it. It's not a gnai to the mitzvah. because the mitzvah is not in competition with the Dvar Rishus. No one's going to think if he does the Dvar Rishus that the Dvar Rishus is more chashuv than the mitzvah. Only when you have two mitzvahs and you're going to be makdim a mitzvah of lesser chashivus before a mitzvah that's more chashuv, that's a zelusa, that's a gnai to the mitzvah that's more chashuv. And therefore, says the Shagis Aryeh, a mitzvah derabanan next to a mitzvah deraisa is like a Dvar Rishus. And the mitzvah derabanan is bichlal not in competition with the mitzvah deraisa. And therefore, there's no din of kedima that the mitzvah deraisa should say, I have to go first. Because it doesn't mind if the mitzvah derabanan, which is like a Dvar Rishus, goes before it. And in Mela, we're left with the din of tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kaidem, that we should make the bracha of yayin before kiddush, even when he was not yet yaitz the mitzvah of kiddush m'deraisa. And the Shagis Aryeh is mechadish for us, al pi this yisoid, a halacha l'maisa. He says if somebody finished his suda during the weekday, and now he has a chiv on him, a chiv of birchas hamazon m'deraisa, and it's during Sfiras Ha'omer, and he has a chiv of Sfiras Ha'omer m'drabanan, Shagis Aryeh says that he could be makdim either bracha, whichever one he wants, because there is no inyan that one must say, one must be yaitz the mitzvah deraisa before mitzvah derabanan. Hayaitz midvareinu, according to the tzlach, only if one was already yaitz the mitzvah's kiddush midaraisa, only then does Beisilah say that one should say the bracha of yayin before kiddush. But for example, a lady that wasn't yaitz yet kiddush, she should say kiddush first because the deraisa takes precedence over a derabanan that's tadir. But the Shagis Aryeh holds that even if one was not yaitzeh yet the din of kiddush midaraisa, one is still makdim the tadir of yayin, even though it's a drabanon, because there's no inyan, there's no need to be makdim a deraisa before a drabanon, just like there's no need to be makdim a deraisa before a dvar rishos. Beinyan kiddush al hayayin, in Sefer Rishima Shiurim, he brings a chakira from Rav Chaim. Is the din of kiddush al hayayin the same din as any other kaishal bracha that's built on the aside of ein amim shira el al hayayin, just like we find by Havdalah and Birchas Erusin and by Bismila, that whenever we say a shvach and a bracha, we say it al hayayin? Or is the din of kiddush al hayayin a special din of kiddush, that kiddush needs to be set on wine, and it's a new din of kiddush al hayayin, not in the regular din of ein amim shira el al hayayin? Rav Chaim comes out that the din of kiddush al hayayin is a special din in kiddush, and it's not the regular din of every other kaishal bracha. And he brings many rayas for this. Number one, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vav Amabez says that Rav, sometimes when he was chavivala rifto, when he was in the mood of bread, he said kiddush on bread. And sometimes when he was in the mood of wine, he said kiddush on wine. And the Rambam paskens like this in Perek Chaf Tes, Hilchas Shabbos, that he could make kiddush on whatever he has a bigger taiva for, pas or wine. However, says the Rambam, one is not allowed to be mavdil on pas, only on a kais. And the Chayretz Tamua, why by kiddush the chavivus of pas goes before, and you could make kiddush on pas instead of yayin? By Havdalah, one has to make it on wine, not on pas. This is the first raya that he brings, that the din of kiddush is not the regular din of saying ein amim shira el al yayin. That din, that halacha, needs dafko yayin, not pas. But the din of kiddush, that they made kiddush al yayin, was not dafko yayin, was also on pas, if pas is more chaviv to him. The second raya that he brings is that the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kuf Zayin says that one is allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. On Shechar, the same way you can make Havdalah al Hayayin. And the Rambam paskens like this as well, in Perek Chav Tes Hilchas Shabbos. He says that you can make Havdalah on the Chamar Medina. However, says the Rambam, it's possible for Kiddush. So Chamar Medina is the opposite. Is kosher ve'avdol and pasul for kiddush. So again, we see that the din of kiddush is different than the regular din of saying a bracha, saying a shira al hayayin, and therefore there's a special din that einanim shira al hayayin allows you to use not only wine but any chamar medina. But the din of kiddush al hayayin was said tavka al hayayin, or like we mentioned before, pas if that's chaviv to him, but not on a chamar medina. These are the rayas that the Rishim Shiurim brings to the Chiddush of the Rach, that the din of Kiddush Al Yain is a special din that's miyuchad for Kiddush, and it's not the regular din of Ein Amrim Shira Ela Al Yain. The Gemara comes out of Maskana that the halacha is that one says the bracha Leishev Basukah and then says a Shechyanu like Rav, Sukah Ve'achar Kach Zman. There's a great machlekes Rishonim brought down in the Rush, Perek Lulav Varava Simen Dalid. The Rush brings down Yeshmin Agedolim that say that the second night of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, where there's the Sveika D'Yayma, everybody agrees that one says the Shachianu and then says the Brach of Leishiva Sukkah. Not like the first night where we say Sukkah Ve'achri Kach Zman. Explains the Rush, what's the reason? Because Bishlama, on the first night of Yom Tiv, when somebody says the Shachianu, so that Shachianu is going both on the Kiddush and it's going on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Because the Gemara says that one can make the Shachianu on Sukkah either b'shas da'asiyah. If he doesn't make the Sukkah b'shas da'asiyah, so he can make it any time until he eats in the Sukkah. And therefore, the first night, when he says the Shachianu, it's going back on both the Kiddush and the Leishiva Sukkah. However, on the second night, explains the Rosh, where Mimanim Shach, the first night, he was already Yaitze the Shachianu on the Sukkah. Because even if the first night was not Sukkot, even if the first night was Erev Sukkot, you're allowed to make the Shachianu on the Sukkah even from the time that you make it, all the way until Sukkot. And therefore, you are already Yaitze the Shachianu on the Asiyah Sukkah. And therefore, says the Rosh, the second night, we don't want to make a Hefsik between the Shachianu that now is only going on the Kiddush, and make a Hefsik with the Bracha Leishiv HaSukkah, that the second night, the Shachianu is not going on the Leishiv HaSukkah. And therefore, says the Rosh, the second night, where the Shachianu is only going on the Kiddush, and not on the Leishiv HaSukkah, one should make the Bracha Shachianu before the bracha of Sukkah, before the Leishiv HaSukkah, in order not to make a hefsek between the Shechianu and Kiddush. However, the Rosh brings down the Shita of the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah says that no, even the second night, we always say Leishiv HaSukkah and then Shechianu. And he brings a Raya, just like when Yom Tiv falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos, that we have to say Havdalah in the Kiddush, and we know we say the order is Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. So we see from this that we can make Shachianu after Havdalah, and we're not worried about the Hefsik between the Shachianu and Kiddush. So too by us, we should say Sukkah, the Leishiv HaSukkah first, because like Rav Shita, and then it's okay, we make the Shachianu afterwards, it's not a problem of a Hefsik. But the Rosh says that it's not a Raya from Yak Nahaz, because by Yak Nahaz, the Havdalah needs to also be said on the Yayin. So therefore, we don't want to say the Shechianu right after the Kiddush, because then we're going to be pushing the Havdalah farther away from the Yayin. So therefore, over there, we're forced to say the Shechianu at the end in order that the Kiddush and the Havdalah should be as close as possible to the Yayin. Masha'inkein, by us, where it doesn't really make a difference if we say the Leishiv HaSukkah after the Shechianu. So there, everybody would agree, says the Rosh, that the Shachianu should go first in order that there should not be a hefsek between Kiddush and the Shachianu. So it comes out that really the crux of the machlekes between the Rav Yah and the Rosh is that the Rav Yah holds that it's not such a big deal that if the Shachianu is not right next to the Kiddush, as we see from Yak Nahaz. And the Rosh says no, that the Shachianu needs to be as close as possible to the Kiddush, unless we have circumstances that we have to push it off, like Bayak Nahaz, but if we don't have to push it off, then the Shachianu should be close. And it's a tzarchi, and what's the svaras machlekes between the Rosh and the Rav Yah in this machlekes? The Mechaber in Simin Tof Reish Samach Aleph, Paskins like the Rosh, he says, Bilel Yom Tiv Sheni, Omer Kiddush, Uzman, Ve'achar Kach Bircha Sukkah. And the Rama writes, Zudas harosh, v'chein ro'i linhoig. We should be noig like the Rosh, which is l'maisa the minog. However, the Mishnah Brura brings down that the Marshal and the Radvaz, they paskin like the Rav Yah, that even the second night we should make the Leishiv HaSukkah first and then the Shechianu, and says the Mishnah Brura, since there are many, many Achrainim that paskin also like Rav Yah, Al Kain Misha Raitza Linoi Kain Ein Meichin Biyadai. Says the Mishnah Brura, if someone wants to be Nayeg like the Rav Yah, Ein Meichin Biyadai, and Lemaisa one can look in the Sha'aret Tzion, Ois Gimel, where the Sha'aret Tzion brings many Achrainim that hold like the Rosh, and many, many Achrainim that hold like the Rav Yah, and therefore he says, Ein banu koyach limchais biyadam, if somebody wants to do not like the Mechaber and the Ramah, rather someone wants to do like the Rav Yah and say the Leishiv HaSukkah first and then the Shechianu, Ein banu koyach limchais biyadam. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nichnasim, the Mishmar that was coming in on Shabbos, took 7 of the Chalais. And the Gemara says, because they got it b'schar hagafais delasais, the schar that they closed the doors for the mishmar that was leaving. It's mashma from our Gemara that the kaihanim were the ones that would close the doors in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a stira to an open Gemara in Erech on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says there was a maisa with Rabbi Yeshua Ber Chananya that he went to help out Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgda to close the doors. Amar Lois, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, B'ni chazor l'acharecha, don't help me. You're a singer, and you're not one of the Levim who closed the doors. You see here that they were both Levim, and you see in the Mefurish Gemara that the Levim were the ones that were in charge of closing the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. Taisis and Bava Metzia Daf Yud Aleph from a Beis answers that we know that there's the Mishnah in the beginning of Tamid says that there were 3 places in the Beis Hamikdash that the Kaihanim used to watch. Says Taisus that those 3 places, the Kaihanim closed those doors, and the rest of the Beis HaMikdash Levim closed. And it was the schar of the Hagafas, the losses of these 3 places that the Mishmar HaNichnas took an extra 2 chalais. The Shita Mikubetzes in Erechin, the Daf Yud Aleph from Abeis, B'Shem the Taisus Arash, he adds another answer, that the Kaihanim would open and close all of the doors that were in places that the Levium were not allowed to go there. For example, the doors of the Heichal that only the Kahanim were allowed to go. So those were the doors that the Kahanim closed, and that's why they got the extra 2 chalais were for those doors. However, Rashi and Yuma, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, Diri Amaschal Rabbi Yehuda, he says very clearly that the Kahanim would close on Matzai Shabbos, Tal Seis Ha'azara, V'chel v'heichal. It sounds like Rashi's learning that the Kahanim would close all the doors. How is Rashi going to answer the stira to the Gemara in Erechin? So Rav Eliyashiv in Ha'aris brings from the Avnei Nezer in Yeridei Simin Tov Mem Tes. The Avnei Nezer says that the Kahanim would lock all the doors. Says Rav Eliyashiv that it could be that Rashi is learning that the Kahanim got the extra chalais not for closing the doors, but rather the Kaihanim were the ones that locked all the doors of the Beis HaMikdash after the Levim closed them, according to this Avnei Nezer. The Gemara at the end of the Perek brings the Mishnah that says the Mishmar of Bilga, La'olam chaylekes bidarim. They always were chaylek the lechem apanim in the darim, even when they were nechnasim. V'tabata kavua v'chalayna stuma. The ring that they used to shech the karbanis was closed, and their chalayna, the window with their knives was stuma, and they had to go borrow knives from other mishmaris, and they had to use the ring of other mishmaris. The Gemara explains, why was it that the Mishmar of Bilga got punished? The Gemara gives 2 reasons. The first reason the Gemara says is because Miriam Bas Bilga, the daughter of Bilga, went off the derech, and she married a Yevani, and when the Yevani came into the Heichal, she went onto the Mizbech and kicked with her sandal, and she said, "Lucas, Lucas, you fax, you're just wasting all of Klal Yisrael's money and you're not coming to their aid when they need you." And when the Chachamim heard that she did such a thing, they cancelled the whole Mishmar of Bilga with the punishments that were described before. The second shot, the Gemara says, why the Mishmar of Bilga was punished, was because the Mishmar, they used to come late. And Rashi explains, "Kishigia Shabbos Shala, lo yahu bayim, umukhcha milsa she'ein ha'avida chaviva aleihem." It showed that the Avaida was not something that was precious to them. They didn't appreciate its value. This fits very well because Rashi says that this happened at the time of Matzisyo ben Yochanan, the story of Chanukah. And we know the famous Pach in Hilchas Chanukah that says that the reason why the Gzeiros came about was because in Nisrashnu ba'Avaida, there was a Hisrashlos, there was a weakening in the Avaida. They didn't have a Chavivas for the Avaida. And here we see that Bilgah was lacking that Chavivas. We could say, Bipshitos, that L'char the Gemara, Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. How could it be that Miriam, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, went to the Mizbeach and disgraced the Mizbeach in such a way, was because, like the Yesh Aimim say, that she saw that their Mishmar coming late. They both true. She used to see her Mishmar coming late and say, look, the Avodah is not Choshev, it's not Chaviv, it's not precious. And there, that was how she came to such a state, like the Gemara actually says in the Maskana, that Shusa di Yenuka Meshuka Aida Avua Aida Ime. The Gemara continues, that the Gemara says that Bishlama, according to the Pshat, that the Mishmar came late, that's why they canceled the whole Mishmar with the Knossais of the Tabas and the Chalain and to be Chalik Bedarim. But according to the Pshat, that it's because of Miriam Bas Bilga, that what she did when she was Megan Mizbeach, the Gemara asks, Mishambrate, because of the daughter, Kansina and Leili Didei, you're going to cancel the father because of the daughter? And the Gemara gives the answer. All the Achrayim, the Aruch Lener, Marsha, Rashash, Tzitz Eliezer, and Ve'oid, they all ask the following question. There's a Mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that darshan from the Pasuk by Abbas Kayin, that's Mizana, Es Aviyahi Michaleles. And the Gemara says, we darshan that she's Michalel her father when she does the Nus. She's Michalel her father, and that if you were Noyeg, but with the father, Kaidesh Noyegim by Chayil, Kavay Noyegim by Bizayin, Aimim Aru Shezu Yalad, Aru Shezu Gidel, and you call him a Rasha. So you see, there's an open Gemara that yes, we do cancel the father when the daughter does something bad, when the daughter is Mizana. So to over here, what's the Gemara asking? That Mishum, because of the daughter, do we cancel the father? The Marsha and the Aruch Lener both answer that the Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say that we cancel them a knas that affects their money, that affects them. Just we're not mechabed them. We say aror about them. We call them a rasha, but to cancel them to do such knasais like we see in our Mishnah, pivadi on that we say la yumsu avos al banim, and we wouldn't punish the father in such a way like we're doing here. The Rashash asks that it's mevur in the Mordechai, and is brought down in the Ramah. In Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the Ramah brings down the Mordechai that says, Yesh Aimrim, Demi Sheyesh Lebas Shehemir La'akum. If someone has a daughter that went off the Derech Le'elenu, Oy Zinsa, or she was Mizana, Ein Mechayivin Oy Lekadshai, Ki Aviyah Hi Mechalelas, and the Magen Avraham brings down that we're not Mechayiv to be Mekadishim, Hainu Leftayach Rishayin Ulvarach Rishayin, that he loses his Chus as a Kayin. Fact, the Rashash that we see from here that it's not just that we don't give him covered, that we say aror on him. Rather, we take away his dinim of a kahuna lifteich rishayin ulvarich rishayin. Answers the Tzitz Eliezer that this shaloi lifteich rishayin, it's also a din in covered. We're not being mechabed in him. We're not going to give him the first aliyah, and that's still less than the knas than they did in our Gemara by taking away their zechusim in the Beis HaMikdash to use their knives and their ring. And he brings even more so that the Shvus Yaakov in Aruch Chaim Simen Beis writes that certainly this, that the Mordechai says that we're not, he's not Mevarach Rishon L'Kadesh Rishon, it doesn't mean that we'll give him an Aliyah Shlishi or Revi and be Mevayish and Berabim. That certainly is us. We would never do that to the father just because of his daughter. It just means that passively, B'sheva Al-Taseh, we won't give him the Aliyahs. But when we would never do something to hurt him so much to be malbim panav berabim, says the Tzitz Eliezer, so to over here, ein lecha busha gedayla mizu, they would have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and ask the other mishmaris to borrow their kelim to use their ring. This certainly would not be included even in the din of the Mordechai that we don't give him levarich rishayin and lekadesh rishayin, which that just means b'sheva al taseh, but certainly not to be mevayish berabim. And we have another teretz, a beautiful teretz from Rebbe Yashiv and Ha'aris and the Tzitz Eliezer, They both answer Al Pi the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Chav Ches argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says that any daughter that's Heimira Dasa, that any daughter that goes off the Derech, we can't send him, like the Mordechai says, Liftayach Rishon, Luvarach Rishon. And the Magen Avraham argues. He says that it's only, the Mordechai only said his din by a daughter that's Mezana. A daughter that was married, and she was Mezana under her husband, only there do we say that we punish the father, because the father should have protected his daughter from Znus when she was in his house by an Arusa, and he should have taught her Dinim of Tznius. But, says the Magen Avraham, if a daughter goes off the Derech, there's nothing the father could do about that. It's not the father's fault. And therefore, even according to the Mordechai, we would not cancel for going off the Derech, like the Ramah seems to say. Says the Rebbe Yashim and Tzitz Eliezer, over here in our Gemara, Miriam Bas Pilka went off the Derech. And therefore, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, that says that Esaviyah Himichaleles doesn't apply in our Gemara at all. And therefore, the Gemara asks, why do we cancel the father? His daughter went off the Derech. It's not in his power to stop her. And the Gemara answers, yeah, but since we see that she was Megana the Mizbeach in such a way, it must have came from the parents, and that was the reason why we cancel them, but not for the daughter's actions herself. Rather, the daughter's actions were a Gilui Milsa in the Chashivos that the parents had for the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, we have two terutzim on this Kasha, Stira from our Gemara to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Our Gemara says that we wouldn't cancel the father because of the daughter's actions, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says when a daughter's mezana esaviyah himechaleles, that we're not noyig with the father the same kedusha that we gave him from before. So we have the teretz of the Aruch Liner and the Maharsha that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is only talking about dinim to be mekadeshim and to be mechabed him. That we would take away from the father when his daughters does something wrong. But to do such things like they did to Bilga, to close their ring and to not give them their knives, on that, we would never punish the father. We would say, lo yumsu avis abanim. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then we have the teretz of Rebbe Yashiv and the Tzitz Eliezer, that our Gemara is not talking about Zdenus. She wasn't married, she went off the Derech, and it wasn't in the father's power. And therefore we ask, if the father couldn't stop her, why are we punishing the father? Mashenkin the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when a daughter of Bas Kayin is Mizana, that the father should have protected her, that she shouldn't have been miyachir with men, and he should have taught her Dinei Tznius, and that we would cancel Mashink and our Gemara, we wouldn't cancel the father. We will now discuss Be'ezus Hashem, the final sugi in the Perek, the sugi of Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinoi. The Gemara asks that even though the parents didn't teach Miriam well, and she picked up bad things from the home, but why should we cancel the whole Mishmar? So Abaye answers, because of the din of Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinoi. When the Rasha gets punished, his Shachin gets punished as well. We see from this Gemara the importance of who a person associates with. Because one is going to share with the Hatzlacha of the Tzaddikim that he's around, and Chas V'Shalom on the other side, he's going to suffer with the consequences of the Balei Havera that he surrounds himself with. David HaMelech starts Sefer Tehillim, Asher Ya'ish Asher Lehalach Ba'atzas Rishoyim, ובדרך התום לא יאמר, ובמיישב ליצים לא יושב, כי אם בסורס השם חפצוי, ובסורס היגע יום ולילה. The beginning of Sefer Tehillim, and all of the madrigas that one can reach, starts out with not attaching oneself to Rishayim. Chazal darshan, that if a person is hoylech with the Rishayim, he's going to end up standing with them. And he's going to end up sitting with them in the end, and becoming part of them. A person should not say, I could go around with Rishayim, and I won't be affected. We find an amazing Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchas Deis. The Rambam writes, Derech Briyasa Yishal Adam. It's the nature, the way that a person was created, Li Yis Nimshach B'dei Oysav Uvimaysav Achareyav V'chaveyrav. That he's drawn with his mindset, and with his actions, with his midas, after his friends and his chaveyrim. Rav Victor Miller once said, that just like if we hold something in our hand and we drop it, we don't have any havamina that it's going to stay in the air. We know that it's falling. There's a law of gravity. He said this is the same exact thing. Derech b'riyasa shladam. There's a law of nature that a person is automatically nimshach b'dei oisav uv'maisav after his friends and the people that he's around. Therefore, the Rambam continues, a person has to connect himself to tzaddikim and to Chachamim Tamid in order to learn from them, and to stay far away from Rishayim in order not to learn b'maaseyim. This is what Shlomo said when he said, Hoylech es Chachamim Yachkam. Someone's walking with Chachamim, he's going to become wise. V'raya kesilim yeiraya. We find a tshuva from Rav Moshe in Erech Chaim Chelek Dalet Simulamed Gimel. He was asked by a few families that they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they wanted to go and daven in a shul that daven Nusach Sfard because there was a better ruach of Torah there, and the people there were more Shemri Torah Mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe says that not only is there not a problem of going to a place that doesn't daven the same Nusach, however, he adds, "Shegam tzrichin le'asayis." They must do it. Ki mitzvah gedayla lehischaber l'shemrei Torah. It's a great mitzvah to connect oneself to Shemrei Torah. And he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, "Chaver ani l'chol asher yireyucha." Says Rav Moshe, "There's a chiyuv from a pasuk divrei Kabbalah to be mischaber to Shemrei Torah." Rav Moshe adds that we shouldn't say that's davka to be mechaber to great tzaddikim ulechachamim gedaylim b'yaser. But if I have a choice between some people hanging out with people that are a little better or a little worse, it's not such a big difference. Says Rav Moshe, even if the difference between one shul and the other shul is a little better, one is mechuyiv to go to the shul that has a better crowd. And he says not only that, he should become a member in the shul. He shouldn't just come as a guest. Because since there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to be mischaber to tzaddikim, so the more of a chibur that he has with them, the better, and therefore he should become a member. And then Rav Moshe continues with the tshuva and answers what one should do about the nusach, when he should have in his old nusach, when he should have in his new nusach. L'chayra, we need to be mevaer, what's the pshat in Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheinai, that our Gemara brings down? Because why should just because somebody is a neighbor of the Rasha and he's around him, why should he get punished as well if he didn't do the Avera? Al Pip Shutai, the Pasha Pshad in Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheinai, is like we find in the Medrash on Parashas Bamidbar, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamed Ches, on the Pasuk, V'hachaynim lefnei HaMishkan, Kedma lefnei Oyel Moed Mizracha Moshe V'Aharon Uvanov, that Moshe and Aaron, they camped out on the east side of the Oyel Moed. I mean, no, Chazal say Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchuma that the three Shvatim that were around Moshe Rabbeinu and they watched Moshe Rabbeinu being Oisek B'Torah, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yisachar, and Shevet Zevulin, they became Gedalei Torah. And the opposite says the Medrash, Shevet Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, that camped on the Dorim side next to Kohos, they joined the Machlekes with Kairach and they were lost together with him in the Machlekes. We see from here the great implications of a person making one small decision who he's going to be around. Even without making a decision that he's going to accomplish, once he decides he's going to be around a certain person, it's going to happen automatically. He's going to grow and become like the person, L'toiv, and for the tzad, hara. So we see from here, the Pashup Shah Toiv L'tzadik Toiv L'Shcheinoi, Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheinoi, means that a person is going to become like the tzadik, he's going to become like the Rasha. But l'chayra, from our Gemara, we see that there's more than this. Because in our Gemara, they punished the whole Mishmar of Bilga, even though it was the action of Miriam, who is from one family. Why did the whole Mishmar, doesn't say that the rest of the Mishmar did anything wrong. It sounds like there was an incident, they happened to have been in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they were punished together with Bilga. So we need to be ma'ayin, what's the pshat in our Gemara? Rav Eliyashiv and Ha'aris asks this kasha. He answers, "Al pi the Gemara in Shavuos that says ein lecha mishpacha sheyesh ba muchis she'ein kulam muchsin, and ein lecha mishpacha sheyesh ba listim she'ein kulam listim." The Gemara says that if there's a tax collector that's stealing in a family, they're all rishayim, and so too if there's a robber, they're all robbers. Says Rav Eliyashiv, of course the Gemara doesn't mean that if there's one robber, they're all practically robbers. Rather, the Gemara means, because since they see him doing his averus, they don't stop him, and they even cover up for him, so they have a chelik in the avera, and they're nechshev to be a muchis, and to be a listim as well. So too, he says that by our Gemara, that the mishmar that saw what was happening with Bilga, and they didn't stop what was happening in their home, therefore they're included in that avera as well. L'chayra, we could say a second pshat. Alpi, what we explained before from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if somebody attaches himself to a Rasha, Al Karkach, automatically he's Nimshach Achrov with his actions. So even though we don't see in this Gemara that this particular Avera, they didn't have anything to do with, it was one daughter from one family, but since they were all together and one group, automatically Al Karkach, we know that they were affected as well, even though in this particular Avera, they didn't take part in. We have the same Yesod in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, in Perek Chaf Hei. The Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar is explaining the Pasuk that we brought in Mishlei, Hoylech Es Chachamim Yachkam. And the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar says, it's a mashal, somebody who goes in to a store that's selling spices, even though he didn't buy anything, and he didn't take anything, but he goes out smelling good. And so too, if somebody goes into a burski where they're tanning hides, even though he didn't do anything, but he goes out smelling bad. So too, somebody who is with Rishayim is automatically becomes like the Rasha to a certain extent. And therefore, by the Mishmar as well, we know that the whole Mishmar of Bilgah, because they were together with the family of Bilgah, that they were also affected in the same way. We find the same Yesod in a third place in the Beis HaLevi in Parashas Noach. The Beis HaLevi is explaining the Gemara in Sanhedrin that explains the pasuk ki hishchis kol basar as darkei al haaretz, and the Gemara says that the animals were being mizana behema as baal chaya chaya al behema, and so the Beis HaLevi asks, what shaychis do the animals have to doing averis? They're not baali bechira. He also asks from the Zayar on the pasuk vat hishchis haaretz that the land itself became ruined. Says the Beis HaLevi, what does the land have to do with the averis of a person? And the Beis HaLevi says the same Yisrael that we're speaking about, that through a person's averis, he changes not only himself, but he changes everything around him, including the animals and including even the earth that he's on. And with this Yisrael, he explains the Gemara in Chagiga that it says, Zacha tzadik noitel chelkai v'chelek haverei b'gan Eden. A tzadik takes his chilek and the chilek of his friend in Gan Eden, and a Rasha takes his chilek and the chilek of his friend in Gehenim. Explains the Beis HaLevi, according to what we just said, this Chazal is beautiful. He says, Kivon, dechol adam oise b'maisav teva shnia l'zulasai. Every person with his actions affects the nature of the next person. Li'yais gam chaveroi teva nimshach tzas l'maisav. To cause his friend that his teva should also be drawn a little bit to his actions. It comes out each person has a small chelek in his friend's actions. The Rasha with his chatoim is magbir, the chuka for ra, even by the tzaddik. And when the tzaddik does an avera, the Rasha has a chelek in the tzaddik's avera. And therefore, in our Gemara as well, the Mishmar of Bilgah, by the fact that they associated themselves, obviously they had a choice, and by choice they decided, they associated themselves with Bilgah, and they didn't distance themselves from him, so they're responsible because the Mishpacha of Bilgah automatically affected them as well, and therefore they have a chilek in the Avera of the Mishpacha of Bilgah, in the Avera of Miriam. We find a third and final pshat from Rabbeinu Yoina in Avos, Perek Risha in Mishneh Zayin, a pirish nifla b'yoyser, and the Meiri by us says the same pshat. The Mishnah says, Nitai har beili oimer, harchik mishachin ra, go far away from a bad neighbor. Rabbeinu Yoina says, this Mishnah is advice for somebody who's buying or renting a house. That the same way, when a person buys a house, he says, is it a nice house? Is it a spacious house? So too, he should ask, what are the neighbors like? If they're tzaddikim, if they're good people, he should go there. If they're not good people, he should stay far away from the house, even if it's a beautiful house. The Mishnah continues, V'altis chaber l'rasha, don't attach yourself to a rasha. V'altis ya'ish minai peronos, don't be miya'ish and say, when is the punishment going to come? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, it means a person, if he sees the rasha is doing well, and he's being successful, so he says, let me be his friend now, I'll take part in his success. And then right before the Rasha gets punished, I'll move away from him. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Al tisyayish mina peronos, don't be miyayish. You don't know when the peronos are going to come, and then it's going to be too late, you're going to get caught together with the Rasha. And the middle part of the Mishnah, V'altischaber l'rasha, Rabbi Yoina says very unbelievable words. Says Rabbi Yoina, "Altischaber l'rasha shehu einesh gadol she'ein kemaisai." It's the greatest punishment that there is none like it. Ki achet hachamor im pashabai, if somebody does a bad avera, also avera achas, he did one avera. Avol zeh, this person that's a friend of a rasha, b'chol ho avera she'oise ha rasha, yesh lo chelak bohem bischar chev rasai. All of the averas that the rasha does, his friend has a portion in them. The payment for his being his friend, for him being his chaver. V'nimtza oiseg chataim gedoilim rabim v'atzumim. And Rabbi Yonah says, even if yadav asurim, his hands are tied v'loy nehenem mehem, he doesn't have any hana, oy la rasha, oy la shcheinoy. And he says it's a mefurish of his Rabbi Nosson in the 30th perek, Mishnah Gimel. It says, kol hamidabik la rishoyim, anybody who's attached to a rasha, even though he doesn't do like them, he gets the schar, he gets the payment like the rasha. We see an unbelievable thing in Rabbeinu Yoina, that the yisoid of the din of oil rasha oil shcheinoi is not like we explained, because he's becoming like the rasha. Rather, just being a friend of the rasha entitles him to get punished together with the rasha. And the question is, why? What did he do? He's just a friend of him. Rabbi Yoni explains with a mashal. A melech has an enemy, and he punishes the enemy. He punishes all of the friends and the people that love the enemy. And he says, Eizehu, asher mela'ai liba'ai le'ahai v'sayni ha-melech. Who has the chutzpah to love and to befriend someone who hates the king? So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes those that are friends with the Rasha just for the fact, how could you go and befriend and love somebody who's going against Hashem? That's the way Rabbi Yoni explains why is it that Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheinai, even though he didn't do the Avera the same as the Rasha, he gets punished because he did something that angers Hashem by befriending someone that's against Hashem. So we have here four Pratim in the Memra Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheinai, Toiv LeTzadik, Toiv LeShcheinai. The first Pirish is like the Medrash Tanchuma. It means that a person is going to become like the people that he's around. He's going to learn from them. He's going to become a tzaddik. He's going to become a talmid chacham. The second shot is Rav Eliyashiv, that if somebody's around a rasha and he doesn't protest and he doesn't stop him, he's going to be nitfas on that avera. The third shot is like we said in the Rambam, that even though a person who goes next to a rasha, he's not going to join him and do everything that he's doing, but he's going to be affected. B'teva. The nature of a person is that it's going to rub off on the person, even though he doesn't want to act like him. And the fourth shot we have from Rabbeinu Yoina, that the din of Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheinai is the fact of befriending someone who's going against Hashem. And we know, like Rashi says at the end of the Masechta, that Midah Toiva Meruba, that whenever we see something L'ra, the Midah Toiva is so much greater. So Rabbeinu Yoina says the fascinating line, V'chol amidabik latzadikim, somebody who befriends a tzaddik, and he sticks to the tzaddikim, aval pi she'enoy oisek ma'aseyem, even though he's not acting like them, he's not doing ma'aseh tzidkus, noitel sochar kayetze behem, he's going to get schar like the tzaddik. What unbelievable advice for somebody, he wants to get free schar, he's not going to, he can't work so hard to be like the tzaddik, he's going to be a benini, but if he hangs with the tzaddik, and he befriends him, and he becomes part of his inner circle of friends, he's going to get the schar like the tzaddik as well. Hadron Allah, Perek HaChalil, Uslik Allah, Mesech HaSukkah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.